是服事与跟从。我们把时间交给 Abraham 弟兄。
就像刚才 Simon 弟兄在祷告当中提到，冯涛弟兄和冯淮姐妹他们去宾州参加 Steve 牧师的追思礼拜、追思聚会。
Just as Brother Simon mentioned in his prayer, that Brother Barnabas and Sister Lydia went to Pennsylvania to attend their pastor Steve's memorial service.
所以这两个星期，主日学、主日聚会、祷告会有同工来主持。
So this coming 2 weeks, and our brothers will take care of the Sunday message and the prayer meeting, all the kind of gatherings.
请弟兄姐妹在祷告当中纪念冯涛、冯海他们的旅行，求神保守他们能够远离病毒一切的侵扰，也保守他们在那里跟那里的弟兄姐妹在一起的时候，能够有主的恩典与他们同在。
Please remember Brother Barnabas and Sister Lydia and their family in your prayer, and pray for their travel and pray for their peace and the safety during this pandemic and their time with the friends and friends out there.
特别是借着他们能够安慰Irene, 就是 Steve 牧师的太太。
Especially through them, they can comfort Irene, Steve's wife.
也为服事的同工祷告，让我们能够忠心在神面前来服事他，服事弟兄姐妹。
Pray also for the brothers who are serving during this time, and give them strength to serve.
我们一起起立，我们来读今天的主要经文。
Let's stand up and read the scriptures we're going to study today.
约翰福音十二章第二十六节，预备起。就当我在哪里，服侍人人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you。
主，我们感谢你将你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your word.
主，我们感谢你，你的圣灵在我们当中做带领的工作。
And we also thank you for your Holy Spirit lead us among us.
主啊，求你将你的圣灵来将你的话语来向我们显明。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will reveal your word to us.
主啊，让你的话在我们里面正是做教导的工作。
And may your word teach us inside us, within us.
让我们不光是知道你的话，也愿意按你的话而行。
Not only that we will know and understand your word, and we will be able to live them out.
这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们基督徒，当我们信主以后。我们不光是说仅仅从一个无神论者到一个有神论者。
And after our Christians believed in the God, we do not only turn from an atheist to someone who believes in God.
我从星期天在茂里 shopping 到星期天来教会聚会。
Not just from shopping in the mall on Sundays to gathering attending worship on Sundays.
那圣经的教导是实际上成为基督徒是一个完全的一个改变。
And biblical teaching is actually a transformation of a Christian life.
这个完全的改变有内在的，也有外在的。
This kind of transformation may be shown outside or inside.
内在的是一个是启示，一个是成形。
And the inside, there is one is formation, and another is revelation.
启示就是神把他的儿子耶稣基督启示在我们心里。
Revelation is that God has revealed His Son into our heart.
成形是圣灵把耶稣基督的形象能够成形在我们的生命当中。
And formation is that the image of Jesus Christ will be formed in our heart.
然后外在就是一个活出，外在的就是一个活出一个属神的生命。
Outwardly is we need to live out a godly life.
换句话说，外在的我们就是一个属服侍神的人。
And in other words, and outwardly we should be someone who serve God.
我们刚才读的这段经文，我们看到就是第一句话说，若有人服侍我，这个若字，弟兄姐妹千万不要理解为这里主给我们一个给信主的人一个选择，说是如果你要服侍，你也可以不服侍，不是这个意思。
And the scripture was just read says, if anyone serve me, let him follow me. And here the word if is not a choice that given by the Lord Jesus to people who believe in him. It's not a choice. You can serve me or you can choose not to serve me.
我等会到最后我们可以看这个若到底是什么意思。
Later, I will talk about the if, what if means.
我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的第一点就是说，蒙恩的服侍是蒙恩之人的生活内容。换句话说，也就是我刚才讲的，就是一个蒙恩之人就当是一个服侍神的人。
And the first thing I want to share with you today is that a blessed serving is the life of a blessed man. In other words, that a blessed man should serve.
就是我们蒙受了主耶稣基督的救恩的人，接受主耶稣基督救恩的人，我们活出的一个是一个服侍的生活。
We who have received the grace from the Lord Jesus Christ should live a life to serve.
圣经教导我们说，当神差遣摩西到法老那里要把以色列人从为奴之地带出来的时候，神叫摩西对法老说的话就是说，我要把这些百姓带出来，为的是什么？为的是他们可以服侍我。
The Bible records that when God sent Moses to the Pharaoh to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, and what God commands Moses to say, the words is that, let my people go, that they may serve me.
换句话说，从救恩一开始，神就已经把我们这些得了救恩的人要做什么已经定好了，就是要怎么样呢？要服侍他。
In other words, at the beginning of the salvation, the time you receive the salvation, and the Lord has ordained that those who have been who have received the salvation, received the grace from God, should serve.
然后在罗马书十二章的时候，在讲了所有因信称义的这些真理以后，到十二章讲到基督徒的生活的时候，讲到罗马书第十二章第十一节，说是殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
And the Romans, the book of Romans, after the past chapters, the 11 chapters about the justification by faith, and it talk about Christian life. And the verse 11 of that chapter said, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
换句话说，在这里是说，在我们基督徒生命的过程当中，我们已经知道了因信得救的、因信得称义的真理，我们也得救了。然后在我们的生命当中，圣灵的教导是要常常火热侍奉主。
In other words, that we Christians, we have known the truth about justification by faith, and that we have been saved by the Lord, and in our life, and we should live a life that we should be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord.
然后在启示录二十二章三节当中讲到，是说在最后的时候讲到，以后再也没有咒诅，就是在新耶路撒冷城里，在城里有神羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
And Revelation chapter 22 verse 3 says, "In at that time in the future that there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb should be in it, and His servants shall serve Him."
那圣经这个时候没有讲那个时候侍奉的内容是什么。
And the Bible didn't record here what the servants should, how the servants should serve.
但是很清楚地讲了，他的仆人都要侍奉他。
But it clearly said his servants shall serve him.
所以我们把这个连起来看的话，你就可以看到，从我们得救开始，在我们生命当中到一直有意思的一点是，到启示录讲到新天新地，我们还是要怎么样服侍他，有没有？
And if we connect those verses together, we know that at the beginning of our salvation and in our life of growing and in the future, in the new heaven and new earth, we'll serve him all the time.
所以这是一个让我们想到这个我们蒙恩之人的生活，实际上不光是在这一世，而且要进到永远还要是服侍他。
So this reminds us who are blessed by God, and we not only serve in our life here, in our present life, but we will serve Him eternal into eternity.
实际上，救恩的意思是这样一个意思，就是救恩临到我的意思是我从罪的奴役下被释放出来，然后我可以成为一个自由服侍主的人。
And the salvation actually means that we are freed from the slaves of sin and we become someone who can freely serve God.
我记得有一次弟兄早餐会一个弟兄分享，他说他实际上发现在读一段经文的时候，我忘记哪一段经文，他说实际上人你总要服侍，我记得那句是或者是服侍，不是服侍马门就是服侍神，好像是这段经文，但是实际上人总是要服侍，你要么服侍世界，要么服侍神。
And during the one time in the men's breakfast, I remember the brother shared about what he is thinking about one verse in the Bible. I remember is that one should either serve God or serve mammon, and that we should anyway we should serve.
所以愿圣灵提醒我们。我们在这里，我们蒙主恩典的人是一个服侍神的人，一个服侍的人。
So may the Holy Spirit remind us that we who have received God's blessing, God's grace, should be someone who serve.
第二个，我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的就是，一个我们服侍神的人，我们要有一个蒙主恩典的服侍。那就是这个服事就必须是一个跟从主的服事。
And the second thing I want to share with brothers and sisters is that if we serve and with God's blessings, and our serve should start from following the Lord.
一开始读这段经文，你有没有觉得有点奇怪？
Do you feel any strange things when you read this verse?
就是说 我都已经服侍你了，我怎么会 不跟在你边上呢？对不对？在世界上，如果你服侍一个人的话，你服侍他的话，你一定跟在他的边上，对不对？
If I have already served you, should I have already followed you? If someone who serves some people in this world, and then he should already followed him.
但是在这里，实际上主指出了一个我们服侍。我们信主以后服侍神有的时候的一个问题。
Actually, the Lord has pointed out a problem sometimes after we believed in the Lord, and when we serve, we have this kind of problem.
就是我按我自己的意思来服侍，或者我按我自己的意思不服侍。
We serve according to our own will, or we do not want to serve according to our own will.
因为很多时候我们或是我很骄傲也好，我能做所有的事情，我能做这个，我能这个，或者说我们很谦卑，哎，我做不了这个，我也做不了这个。不管怎么样，都是我们在自己的意识在决定我到底是该服侍还不该服侍，而不是说主啊，你来定我的服侍。
And whether you feel that you are proud and you can do this service or that kind of service, or you think that you are not thatyou do not have that capabilities to serve, and you humble yourself. You said, "I cannot serve." And in this either of these cases, you are deciding this kind of service by your own will. It's not seeking the Lord's will.
北京大学的前身燕京学堂有一个校训。
And the Yanjing University, which is the Peking University today, they have a motto.
这个校训是什么呢？他说：“用真理和服事而得的自由，因真理和服事而得的自由。”他就说他要培养这样的人，这些人是因真理而和服事而成为一个自由的人。
And this motto was, you have the freedom and the truth, and you have the freedom because you have the truth and you serve. And they want to cultivate people that they can have the freedom because they get the truth and they can serve.
我们都知道燕京学堂当然是宣教师办的学堂，所以它的校训自然是基于圣经的。
And we know that Yanjing University was established by the missionaries, so their motto was originated from the Bible.
它根据的两段经文是这两段经文，就前面两段经文在这个荧幕上，我来读一下，你们可以就是听着。第一段经文是约翰福音的八章三十二节：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。”我们很熟悉这些经文。然后呢，就是马太福音的第二十章第二十八节，正如人子来，这是耶稣自己说的，正如人子来，不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。所以我们可以看到这两段的经文是燕京校训的所根据的一点，就是说燕京所最初的时候，他所要造就的目标就是造就一群自由人。
These two scriptures I've just read here are what the motto of Peking Yanjing University originated, and they want to have that university to cultivate people that they have the true freedom.
所以我们可以看到这个在这里讲的是一个人从得救以后的一个转变，在服事上的一个转变，是说原来我自己做主，但是呢我这个自由，我原来自己认为的自由，我把它交在神的手里，因着认识真理，因着服事，我所得到自由是在主里面的自由。
And it was talking about the transformation of someone who have been saved by God. And it used to be they decided their freedom by themselves, and now they put this kind of freedom under the Lord's hand.
在旧约当中，实际上在利未记当中有在神在给以色列人定规条的时候，有一个很美的一个比喻。我们可以来看。
And in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, and when God has set all those rituals for the Israelites, and there was a very beautiful parable that we can look at that.
这个意思就是说，以色列人在那个时候蓄奴，但是呢，过一定年以后呢，这个奴主人就要让这个奴隶自由。
And that was talking about the slaves of those Israelites, and after many years, and the master will set the slave free.
那我们可以看到，就是在这个时候，神有一个特别的规条，是说主人要让奴隶走，但是这个奴隶是说，因为我爱这个主人，因为我爱这个主人的话，我不愿意走，那我就要留下来呢。
And there was a rule that the master will let the slave go after serving him a certain amount of years. And if the slave loves this master and he does not want to go, and he can stay.
Oh, 就像我们今天， 一个蒙主恩典的人，就是说我原来是在什么，在罪的奴役下面，然后主拯救了我，来，然后我就成了主的仆人，我就跟着他，我心甘情愿的、自由的来服侍主，来跟随主。
And just like us today, and we have been saved from our sin, of a state of sin to the slaves, and we have become the slave of our master, our Lord, and we are willing to follow him.
那在我们今天的主题经文前面的一节经文，就是约翰福音，我列在这个 screen 上最后一段，约翰福音十二章二十五节，就是我们刚才读的经文，十二章二十六节前面。前面他讲到什么呢？耶稣讲说：“你爱惜生命的，就要丧失生命；在这个世界上恨恶生命的，就要保守自己的生命到永远。”
And John 12:25 says, "He that loves his life shall lose it, and he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal."
这个当然，我们在传福音的时候，我们经常会讲这一段的经文。
And we will.Always mention this verse when we share the gospels with others.
但是我们在这里，我们看到就是说，从如果我们跟从主的服事上来说，这又让我们有另外一个的看见。
And about how we can follow the Lord and serve Him, we have another finding here.
这里当然不是说主要所有的门徒都成为寻道者。
And the Lord didn't ask all who follow him to become a martyr.
但是有必要的时候，他确实呼召他的儿女，历史历代也不少的神的儿女成为殉道者。
But in some circumstances, God has called his children through the ages to become martyrs.
但是在服事当中，如果我们放下我们自己的生命，那我们的服事就带出什么呢？属神生命的服事，这就是一个跟从主的服事。
While we serve God, and if we give up our own life, and we'll come, we'll have this kind of serving that leads to God.
所以，今天我们不是说我要不要服事的问题，而是说我服事的时候，我要让神来定我怎么服事，不要按我自己的意思，不管我是说。我的境况好，我的能力强，我的能力不好，我的境况不好，这些都把它交在神的手中，让神来定我的服事，我来跟从神。
So today it's not a matter whether we should serve or not, and we should put this decision in God's hand and let God decide what I can serve or where I can serve.
然后第三个我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的就是，我们做一个服侍神的人，我们要有一个蒙恩的服侍，这个蒙恩的服侍就是一定是要学主样式的服侍。
And third thing I want to share with you that we who have received the grace from God, if we want to serve God, a blessed servant is to learn from the Lord how to serve.
刚才我们读的主题经文当中，我们可以看到主耶稣在十二章二十六节讲：“我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。”
The same verse we have just read, we can see here that Lord says, "Where I am, there shall also my servant be."
你有没有觉得这句话在如果在具体的实际的时空当中有点奇怪，对吧
？And you may find it strange if you put it in the real space.
如果对当时的门徒，耶稣还没升天以前的门徒，那可以说耶稣到哪里，他们跟到哪里。
And we can say this to the disciples at Jesus' time, and where Jesus is, and they can be there.
但显然，神的这句话不光是对当时的门徒说，也对当时的门徒后来主升天以后，他们在早期教会的服事说的 ，right?
But obviously, these words were not just said to the disciples at Jesus' time, but also to those disciples of the early churches after the Lord has ascended into heaven.
也是对历史历代以后的门徒、基督徒说的。
And also said to the Christians through the ages.
那 那个时候耶稣已经在什么？已经在天上坐在父神的右边了 ，right？
And then the Lord had already is in heaven and sits on the right side of God.
当然不是指实际的时空，是说耶稣在哪里，我们也要在哪里。
So of course it does not refer to the real space where Jesus is, and we should be there.
在这里，如果圣灵光照我们，会看到耶稣在这里讲的一个意思，就是说我在什么光景上，我在什么地位上服侍，在地上的时候。我是以什么样的方式服侍，我在什么地位上服侍，你们也要在什么地位上服侍。
And the Holy Spirit reveals to us that where Jesus serves and how Jesus serves, and we should also serve there and serve like him.
那么我们就来思想一下，思想一下主耶稣是在地上是以什么样的方式来服侍。
Now let's look at how Jesus served while he was on the earth.
第一个，我们是想主耶稣基督在地上服侍的时候，他在父神面前是全然委身的服侍。
And the first one we think about is while Lord Jesus was serving on the earth, and he committed himself wholly before the Lord.
我可以看到服事当中很多时候我们刚才我们讲的很多时候我们愿意怎么样按照自己的意思来，对不对？但是主耶稣基督在地上他是神的儿子、right? 他是神，但是他在地上的时候我们看他是怎么样全然的委身在神的面前。第一个我们可以看到希伯来书第十章七节，他说那是我说神啊，我来了为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经卷上已经记载。
We have just talked about sometimes we serve according to our own will. But when we look at how Jesus serves on the earth, he committed himself wholly before the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7 said, Then said it, Look, I come to do thy will, O God.
然后他在地上的时候，他对门徒这样，他行了那么多神迹，这么多的教导，但是他对门徒说什么呢？他说约翰福音五章十九节，我实实在在的告诉你，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的子才能做，父做的事子也要做，也要照样做。
While Jesus was on the earth, he has performed so many miraculous signs and had so many teachings to the disciples. While Jesus said to his disciples in John 5:19, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things he does, there also does the Son likewise.
我们再来看一处的经文，路加福音六章十二节。那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
Another verse, Luke 6:12, and it came to pass in those days, and that he went out in the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God.
熟悉圣经的弟兄姐妹都知道这个事情发生在什么时候？发生在前面耶稣让一个人复活，然后反正行了一个神迹，然后法利赛人要想致死他。后面是第二天耶稣拣选十二个门徒。
And if you are familiar with the Bible, you know that what this prayer happens, and that happens after Jesus had performed the miraculous sign about the resurrection, and the Pharisees seek to kill him. And it's also happened before the next day when Jesus will choose his 12 disciples.
换句话说，他是在两个重大的他服侍的事工事件的中间，他整夜上山，整夜祷告神。
In other words, and he, it happened before two big events that he, in his ministry, that he went to a mountain and to pray whole night.
最后我们看一处的经文，路加福音22:42，这个我们都熟悉，耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
Then let's look at Luke 22:42, and we are familiar with this. This is the prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
所以我们看主耶稣基督在地上服事的时候，他在神面前，他的服事在神面前是一个全然委身的服事。
And we can say that while Jesus was serving on the earth, and his service is a wholly committed commitment before the Lord.
我们可以看到他完全的遵行。
And he obeyed God completely.
我们看到他完全的信靠，完全的依靠。
And he trusted and relied on God wholly.
我们看他完全的交托
，and he we can see that he trusted God wholly.
我们看他完全的顺服
，excuse me，
完全的顺服
，and we can see that he was obedient wholly.
所以，我们再回来看一下这四节经文，主耶稣基督完全的遵循，完全的信靠，完全的交托，完全的顺服。
And so let's look at this four verses. And Lord Jesus obeyed, and he was he trusted, and he believed, and he followed God wholly.
所以我们可以看到，这个是这是给我们一个提醒。我们在服事的时候，我们把这个服事要不光是做一些事情。我们今天来聚会敬拜神，也是侍奉神。所有这些东西，我们都是会和我们所面临的世界上的一些事情有冲突的时候。
And it reminds us that when we serve, it's not just that we do something and we come to worship God, and this is also kind of serving God. And sometimes we have have some conflicts with the things in this world.
主耶稣基督有他的时刻，他有饥饿的时刻。
And Jesus was having those moments, and he had a time while he was hungry.
但是他跟撒玛利亚夫人谈的时候，他后来跟门徒说什么？我的食物就是做成什么？神差我来的工。
And after Jesus talked with the Samaritan woman, and he said to his disciples that my food is doing the will of God.
所以在神面前，他首先是在神面前的一个服事，而不是人在神面前，人面前的服事在前，而是在神面前的这样的光景在第一位。
So, first of all, and he, Lord Jesus serves in the presence of God, not before man.
所以这也是对我们一个提醒：我们无论做什么事工，无论哪怕我很简单的打一个电话来问一下弟兄姐妹的好坏，或者是怎么样，我们求神的灵在我们里面，让我们不认为只是哦打一个电话给弟兄姐妹而已，而是到底神在我在这个时候我在神面前的光景是怎么样。
So we should have the same mind when we serve, and even if we just call some brothers and sisters or friends to greet him or her, and it's not just a call, and we should present this before God.
第二个一点，我们看主耶稣基督的服事在人面前的光景是怎么样一个光景。
And the second, let's look at how Jesus served before men.
我们可以看到主耶稣基督在人面前的服事是一个谦卑舍己的服事。
And we can see that the Lord Jesus, who serves men in this world, he humbles and he denies himself to serve.
以赛亚书先知就已经预言了主耶稣基督在地上服事的光景是怎么样的。
The prophet Isaiah has prophesied how Jesus serves on the earth, what the situation is like.
以赛亚书42:1-3，我就你可以看这荧幕，我就把它读一下。
I will just read to you Isaiah 43:1-3, and you just follow the screen.
说看哪、啊、我的仆人，我所扶持的，所拣选的，心里所喜悦的，我已将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦， 他不喧闹，也不扬声，也不是街上听见他的声音。压伤的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。他凭真实将公理传开。这是他在人面前做的一件事情。
That what he did before God.
我们可以看到他讲到的这个经文，特别是你有没有注意到，今天在世界上，一个人如果凭自己的意识做一个服事的话，怎么样？那是弄得基本上满世界都知道了。
And we know that if someone in this world serves or do something, and he will make it known to all the world.
当然也有一些人说我很低调。我很低调，但是我把它记在日记里。有一天日记给人家发现的话，也大家也都知道了。
And or some people may be in the low key attitude, and he records that thing in his diary. And someday the diary will be found by others and still be known to all.
但是在这个经文当中，我们可以看到，也从福音书当中，我们都耳熟能详的耶稣基督服事人的例子，我们可以看到，耶稣是怎么样在谦卑，在一个舍己，在一个温柔的地位上服事。不管是他是给撒玛利亚妇人讲水的事情。
And so in these verses, we can see the example of Lord Jesus serves and how he humbled himself and how he denies himself to serve in a very gentle way. And for example, while he was talking with the Samaritan woman.
或者是他对那个犯行奸淫的妇人说，他们有没有定你的罪？没有，我也不定你的罪。从此不要再犯罪。
Or he said to the woman who have committed a sexual adultery that if no one condemn you, and I will not condemn you.
他不想着自己的方便，不考虑着他所服侍的人到底怎么样的光景，配得不配得，或者是怎么样，他只是按着真理来。按照真实来服侍，就是圣经说的，就是说他用真实 truth 来服侍。
And he was not seeking his own convenience, and he was not deciding whether this man, the person he serves, is worthy of this grace or not. And he was serving them with truth.
所以，换句话说，没有自己的意思，没有自己的益处。
And in other words, and he was not seeking his own benefits.
刚才我们读的经文的12:26，前面25讲失掉生命，丧掉生命，再前面一节是24。
And the same verse, the before that verse, we have read that in verse 25 that those who have lost their life will have life, and that verse before is verse 24 says.
24节说，我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子若不在地里死了，人是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit.
当然，耶稣在这里讲他自己，其中一点讲到了他自己在十字架上为我们死的时候，就许多人的生命可以得救。这是很明显的一个所讲的。
Of course, then Jesus was talking about himself when he dies on the cross, and many will be saved through him.
但是从他后面讲到的这服事的角度来看的话，我们也可以看到，正是因为他怎么样，主耶稣基督自己舍己，自己的生命，舍己的生命的服事，才带出许多生命的重生来。
And in the aspect of service, and just because that Jesus humbled himself and denies himself to serve, and it brings forth many life of transformation, life of that could serve.
实际上，这也是历史历代很多神的仆人的经历。
That's actually the experience of many faithful servants of God through the ages.
他们发现，当他们自己的生命与耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候，他对自己的生命死的时候，他的服事才是一个有果效的服事。
And when they found that their life and the old self have been crucified together with Jesus Christ, and the old man have died, and their service has become effective.
所以我们弟兄姐妹我们在服事的时候我们思想一下我们怎么样学主的样式谦卑舍己。
So, brothers and sisters, I urge you to think about, while we serve, we should learn from the Lord on how to humble ourselves and deny ourselves to serve.
最后,我们如果我们是一个按神的心意服侍神,一个蒙恩的服侍,就是一个讨神,合神心意的服侍,也是讨神喜悦的服侍。
And lastly, if we serve God and we should serve God according to the will of God and well pleased by God.
所以章26就是若有人服侍我,我父必尊重他。
John 12:26 here it says, if anyone serves me, he will my Father honor.
我想问一下,在座我们这里多多少少服侍,有服侍的人,你有没有看到这句话,你有点惶恐。
And I believe that many brothers and sisters here, you have some kind of service, experience service. And when you read this word, do you feel afraid or tremble?
可能我们会说,我可不敢要求天父尊重我。
You may say that I dare not think about being honored by God.
但这是耶稣说的。
But this is what Jesus said.
或者你的服侍是神所尊重的,或者不是。
Whether your service is honored by God or not.
首先,主耶稣基督的服侍是神所尊重的。
And first of all, the service of the Lord Jesus Christ was honored by God.
因为我们都知道神在耶稣基督受洗的时候,人就说,这是我的爱子,我所喜悦的,有没有?
And we all know that while Jesus was baptized and there was a voice from heaven, God said, this is my beloved son, well, I'm pleased with him.
在旧约以赛亚书的时候,先知就说到,神说,我看到我仆人的功效,说我仆人做工的功效,我就心满意足。
And in the book of Isaiah, and God said, I'm pleased with the effect of my servant's work.
那你说这是耶稣? 那你说只是耶稣神尊重他,这个我能理解。
And you may say that I can understand that God honored Jesus, what Jesus did.
但是圣经当中也可以让我们看到一个合神心意的侍奉这些仆人,神的仆人,神确实尊重他。
But in the Bible, we can also see some servants that they were honored by God for what they have been doing.
换句话说,他们的服侍是合神心意,也是讨神喜悦的。
In another words, and their service is according to the will of God and well pleased by God.
上周我们在聚会的时候,袁飞弟兄带领我们查那个,做那个民宿剧的概要。
Last Friday night, and Brother Yunfei led us for the review of the book of Numbers.
弟兄姐妹在讨论分享的时候就谈到这个摩西跟 摩西是如何合神心意,即使在以色列人悖逆的时候,神要灭了他们。
And we talk about how Moses serves according to the will of God, even though that God was about to kill all those Israelites.
但是神说你不能,因为你如果这样做, 埃及人会觉得你把他们带出来,又没有办法把他们带到应许之地, 所以你的名要受损。
But Moses said that you cannot do this, God. And if you do this, and those Egyptians will say that, see that your God has led the Israelites out of Egypt and killed them in the desert.
神就尊重,听了摩西的为以色列人的代求。
And God heard Moses' petition for the Israelites.
那在新约当中,这个经文当中也提到是说,以利亚和我们是一样性情的人,先知以利亚。
And in the New Testament, it mentions that Elijah is have the same mind with us.
但是他祷告的时候，神就让三年不下雨，有没有？
And
然后又下雨。
When he prayed, and God, didn't let rain drop on the earth for 3 years.
所以在这里，耶稣说：“若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”指的是我们。
And here, Jesus said, "If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him." It refers to us.
所以换句话说，在这里，我们的问题不该是我不敢叫神尊重我。
So the problems here should not be that we're not to be honored by God.
而是说，怎么样我的服事才能够是一个合神心意、讨神喜悦的服事？
And it should be that how our serving God could be according to the will of God and well pleased by God.
所以我们可以看到在这里啊，我们。圣经当中已经有见证，神确实尊重这些人的服事。
And there were many testimonies in the Bible that God really honors the servants, the service of many of His servants.
所以啊，我们再回到前面一开始讲的“若有人服事我”这句话。
And let's come back to the first sentence: "If any man serve me."
所以这个若，我们刚才讲到，并不是说给我们选择可服事和不可服事。
So the word "if" didn't give us a choice whether we serve or not.
这个若是指说你这个服事是不是说我所要的服事。
The word "if" refers to the service, the serving you have been doing, whether it's what I want, what God wants.
如果这个服事是一个跟从主的服事，是一个效法主样式的服事，那么这个才叫服事。
And if you serve and it is that based on the fact that you follow the Lord and you learn from the Lord's example to serve, and this is the what I want, what God wants.
所以我们看到这个是神对我所有属神儿女的一个呼召，在这里也是一个规定，也呼召我们服事，也告诉我们什么叫服事，然后也告诉我们服事的奖赏是什么。
And so this is a calling for us, children of God, to serve, and it also gives a rule to serve and tell us how we can serve and what is the reward for our serving.
盼望我们也能够这样来服事神。
We hope that we can serve God like this.
我想再花一点点的时间讲几个见证，很短的。
I will spend a little moment to share with you a very short testimonies.
来回应这个我们今天讲的这些服事的真理。
In response to the truth about serving.
有一个跟我关系很重要，但是我从未谋面的一个老弟兄。
And an old brother who had a very important relation with me, but I have never seen him.
顺便讲一下，我接下来讲的见证都是这些弟兄，他们都已经归主。
And I want to share that those testimonies about those brother and sister, those brother and sister has been with God.
而且他们也都是确实是主所重用的。
And they were all greatly used by God.
但是我讲的不是他们后期服事的，都是他们早期的时候。
But I am not going to tell how they serve in their later time, life, but then in their early time.
刚才讲的这老弟兄，他是一开始不信主，他是一个赌徒。
And this old brother I mentioned at the beginning, he did not believe in God, and he was a gambler.
然后一次他输得太多了，以至于火急攻心，他的眼睛全瞎了。
And one time, and he lost so much money, and he was in a hurry, and his eyes become blind.
他这帮赌徒朋友就把他送到邻近的一个宣教士开的医院。
And so his friends, those gamblers, sent him to a hospital, which was run by the missionaries.
这个医院他眼睛复明了，同时他也在这个医院接受了福音，信了主。
And he received his sight in the hospital, and he believed in the Lord in that hospital.
然后出了院以后,
and after he came out of the hospital, and I went back to the village and began to preach the gospel.
一年以后, 他们在教会,
and a year later, and they had the first church in that village.
献堂的时候, 正好他的儿子出生,
and when the church was dedicated, then their first son was born.
然后他也把他的儿子在同一个时间里,
and he dedicated his son to God at the same time.
所以我们看到一个人得救以后, 他就开始服侍神, 得救服侍,
and we can see that this man, when he was saved, and began to serve God, and salvation and serving.
第二个是华人当中我们很多人可能都知道教员联牧师,
and another brother is Brother Jiao, or Pastor Jiao, probably some Chinese are familiar with.
他在早期的时候, 他在50年代初的时候, 那个时候他还是一个神学院的助教。
In the 1950s, in his early time of his life, and he was assistant teacher in the theology.
然后在那个时候，中国正在进行翻天覆地的变化。当时这个社会的变革对年轻人的吸引力是相当大的。他也是一个年轻人，无疑受到这样的吸引力。And
we know at that time that China was going through great changes, and that kind of changes has attracted a lot of young men, and this brother was one of them.
在这个世界潮流当中，他在想，他是不是要继续他服侍的道路。
So at that time, he was thinking that whether he will continue his way of serving the Lord.
在这一年的年底, 他第二天要到大学去领一个,
and at the end of that year, and before the second day, he was going to the university to lead a revival meeting.
本身这样的随着世界潮流的冲击，他非常的挣扎。
Because of that time of period, and he was very struggled at that time.
那天晚上他读经，
and he read the Bible that night.
就读到是说，神要以色列家，尽管在各样的难处当中，是以色列家仍然要。
And he read the verses that God let will during that time of difficulties, and God will still let the Israelites to take root to the bottom and to bear fruit upward.
他也读到这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯有遵行神旨意的要永远长。
And also read the verses, and all everything of the flesh or the desires of this world will pass, but those who follow the will of God will remain forever. And the Holy Spirit had a transformation in his life, and he knew that he would decide, he decided to follow God in his whole life.
And
he said that at that moment he knew for sure that he serves the Lord, is that he follows the Lord and serves God.
中国大陆的华人基督徒当中，家庭教会当中，李天恩弟兄是一个大概至少大部分人都知道的一位神所重用的仆人。In
the Chinese family house churches, and Brother Li Tianen is known to many brothers and sisters.
他在神学院毕业的时候，到没有教会请他去做传道人，50年代的时候。
When he graduated from the theology, and he did not go to church to serve at that time.
所以呢，他就去到他一个老师那里，神学院的老师那里。
So he went to one of his teachers in that theology.
陈秀元老师就跟他说，我们这里，我们这个教会实际上也有，有一个传道，两个，三个长老，所以基本上讲道你是没有机会。
And the teacher said that we have three pastors and one elder, so you probably do not have any chance to preach the sermon.
老师说这样吧，然后教会弟兄姐妹说这样吧，他说你来这个老师，这个神学院的老师师娘啊，孩子很多，你就帮他抱孩子，跟帮他做做家里的事情，烧烧火炕啊什么东西，帮他抱孩子烧火炕。
And he said to the brother that since the pastor's wife had a lot of children, then you just come and to take care of the children and take care of those children, the house. And he was not willing to do those things. He said, I'm supposed to be a minister who preach the God's word. How can I do those things?
但是神让他学习舍己的功课。既然这个教会现在，这些服侍的弟兄有这个需要，这个服侍的老师有这个需要，我就谦卑下来。
And so God taught this brother to learn the lesson of humility. So since this they have this kind of need, so he need to humble himself and deny himself to do those work.
有一天老师跟他说，这个星期天下午有一个菜园，菜园里有几个菜农，他们在这一起有个聚会，我实在脱不开身，你去帮我看望他们一下，他们的聚会你去等于带领一下。
And one day the teacher said to the brother that and since the Sunday afternoon, you know that there's a garden and there were several farmers and they had a gathering, and I do not have time to lead their gathering. Could you just go there and lead them for this afternoon?
他就说那要讲道吗？
And he said, do I need to preach?
然后他说，当然要给他们讲一些圣经的事情。
And he was told, yeah, of course, you need to preach them and tell them something about the Bible. And he said to the pastor's wife that, yeah, I cannot take care of your children this week. I need to prepare for my sermon. And they gathered all the books in that school, and he really prepared a very solid sermon.
然后星期天这个菜园讲到的时候，他开始讲了，然后下面坐了一大群，菜农、大妈、大婶这些在那。
And while he was preaching that Sunday afternoon to those farmers and a lot of farmers that was sitting there.
然后讲完了以后，他自己都能感觉就是下面的人根本就没听懂。
And after his sermon, and he himself could feel that those people could not understand him.
过了几个星期，这个老师又跟他讲，这个菜农，这次我又去不了，你再去一趟。
And a few weeks later, then the teacher said to him again that this week I cannot go to those farmers. Could you go there again?
他就跟师娘讲，他说，我上次讲了，他们也听不懂。我说这到底讲什么呢？
And he said to the pastor's wife, and last time I shared with them, there's something, it seems that they could not understand. And the pastor's wife said, yeah, of course, if you talk about theology, they cannot understand. You tell them how you take care of the children, how to ignite the fire.
那天他就去讲自己怎么样神学院毕业，然后到这个神教导他在抱孩子，在烧火的这个上，这个功课学的这个功课，就是说我原来自己要以为做大事，但是我一开始服侍的时候，我发现我实际上连抱孩子都不会，我连烧个火都不会。
So that day, and he was sharing with those farmers how he had graduated from theology and how he had started serving as taking care of the children and how to start a fire and those kind of things. He said, "At first, I didn't even know how to do those simple things."
当他讲完以后，当时就有好几个人站起来，痛哭道，痛哭认罪。
And after he shared, and several of the people there stood up and burst into tears and began to confess their sins.
这些都是做婆婆的。
Those are the mother-in-laws.
都认什么罪呢？他说我在家里就是，你看神的仆人在这样都甘心愿意来抱孩子，来愿意烧火，但是我在家里，我就是一点也不愿意替媳妇来分担家里的事情。
And those mother-in-laws, and they confessed their sins as because at their home, they were not willing to share the burden with their daughters-in-laws, all those houseworks. But see this servant of God, he is willing to do those simple housework. And this brother was greatly surprised.
他后来说，实际上那次经历让他知道，只有自己一粒麦子落在地里死了，才能结出许多子粒来的意思。
And later he records that from that experience he learned that what Jesus said, that how a kernel of wheat dies in the ground and it will bring forth many fruit, many seeds.
从那个时候的服事，我才开始来学一个学主样式。
And from that time on, I began to serve like the Lord.
不好意思，拖了大家一点时间。
I'm sorry about the time has already passed 10 minutes.
我想分享的一点，之所以我在今天在分享这个服事与跟从这个跟弟兄姐妹分享这个题目的时候的原因。
And I want to share you the reason why I want to share about the topic serve and follow.
我想在这个时候，我想跟弟兄姐妹，特别是在新一届的执事会的执事，有一个勉励或者是挑战，报告我自己。
And I want to encourage or challenge our brothers and sisters, especially the new deacons.
我们可以在这个时候，我们庆祝主耶稣基督的诞生。我们思想一下，我们过去一年我们服事主的光景如何
？In the time while we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and think about the past year, how we served God.
我们看我们前面的一年，我们可怎么样可以来更新我们的心智，来服事主
？I look forward to the next year and how we can renew our mind to serve God.
刚才讲的这几个见证都是这些弟兄的经历。
The testimonies I shared with you are all experiences of those brothers.
但是今天他们的经历成了我们的知识。
And today their experiences become all knowledge.
因为从他们的经历当中我们知道主对服侍他的人是怎么样的一个心意。
And from their experiences we learned that God's will toward those who serve him.
但是这不是我们的经历。
But those are not all experiences.
神的呼召是让我们在主的知识跟恩典上长进。
And God's calling is let us grow in the knowledge and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要有我们自己的经历。
So we should have our own experiences.
这是我们要有自己经历的时间。
This is a time that we should have our own experiences.
愿神恩待我们。
May God have grace on us.
最后我们一起起立来读。
Now let's stand up.
让福音二十四章到十二章二十四节到二十六节，盼望弟兄姐妹从服事怎么样按主的样式的服事的角度来读这些经文，让神来向我们说话。
And how we can serve like the example of the Lord in this aspect, respect. Let's read these verses.
我实实在在地告诉你们， 一粒麦子不落在地里死了，原是一粒，若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为一粒麦子落在地里死了，就只是一粒。
Unless a kernel of wheat dies in the ground, it remains a single seed.
但落在地里死了，就生出许多的子粒来。
And if it dies in the ground, and it will bear much fruit.
主耶稣基督，你在十字架上舍去了你自己的生命。
Lord Jesus, you have sacrificed your life on the cross.
就让我们这些不配的人能够有一个重新的生命。
So that we who are not worthy can have a new life.
主啊，愿我们在生活当中，我们能效法你的样式。
May we follow example, your example in our life.
所以在我们的生命当中，我们的旧生命能够像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
And our life and our old self could die like a kernel of seed.
以至于我们的生命、我们的生活、我们的服事可以带出许多的子粒来。
So that our life and our serving could bring forth many seeds.
我们这样的感恩祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
I will pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.